lie down. Lay dead.
That is a running joke that we have.
Brock Turner actually listens to this podcast.
Our running joke is that we only have two listeners, Brock Turner and Mike Pence.
But only Mike...
God, why am I on here?
Only Mike Pence is on the Patreon support page, so we record Mike's Corner once a week, which is me and Chris watching an episode of the new Star Trek and reviewing it for Mike Pence.
Yep.
Da-da-da-da!
And him just going, ooh, mother...
welcome to B-Movie Deathmatch, the internet's only podcast that is about, what do you want me to do? Are you telling me to
scoot over?
Okay, the hand motions. Cheers to the wine.
Cheers.
To the red wine in the Starbucks
We all got it in.
Welcome to B-Movie Deathmatch, the internet's only geek and vinyl figurine collectors podcast. This week I am unboxing
specifically Pop.
This week I'm unboxing a limited edition Universe 876-1 Morty of Rick and Morty, my favorite television series. Now this Pop vinyl figurine, if you can imagine it, it's a little Morty with big black eyes, and he's holding a space worm that has been named lazily for the name of comedy. Stop me. Just, you're supposed
sometimes,
to step in and stop
you
me.
You just let him keep going.
I was going to see how far it would
He won't stop unless you stop him.
That's why I need boundaries. I need boundaries, Chris.
What?
I don't know if I'm too loud.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm Tommy, and I have to be stopped. I need boundaries. Who are you?
I'm Chris, and I also lack boundaries, but in other ways.
Okay, and then you're Mary.
I am Mary.
Welcome to the show.
I've not once been able to introduce myself. People are always like, oh, you're Mary.
Yeah, you're Mary.
I'm Mary.
And people ask you all the time about Peter, Paul, and Mary.
More like Mary and Joseph.
Yeah, and also
not Jesus. Mary Magdalene?
Yeah, Jesus' girlfriend.
And Mary
Fight
Magdalene.
Me.
Oh, and...
Or Mary quite
Mary Ann.
Oh!
A character from the movie we're watching tonight.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Chris, lead us in games.
Oh, yes. So, that's us. We are watching tonight.
Don't we need to introduce what the game is? If this is somebody's first episode?
This is my first episode.
Oh, yeah. You don't know what we're doing.
No, I've never even listened to one of these episodes.
We do that when we do predictions.
Mm.
Fine. So, tonight, we are watching the movie... Sense and sensibility.
Sense.
As in smelling. Not the Jane Austen book which this claims to be based on.
S. Letter of C. E-N-T-S.
Oh, and he's going to drop a hot beat.
Sensibility. No beats.
Oh, no beats.
Was that first click a beat and then you immediately backed off? You made a...
It's a record scratch.
And then...
it's a scratch scratch.
Yeah. I don't have confidence in my ability to...
You just have to say boots.
Told you he's
cats.
Dropping a hot beat.
You just have to do things confidently. That's all that matters.
Wait, so how do you get things done?
Shut up, baby. I know it. good old inside joke. Yeah, so this is B-Movie Deathmatch, and we are watching a film called Sense and Sensibility.
Tommy. Take it away with your single sentence summary.
Oh, it's a single word summary. The trailer for this movie can be described as Hallmark. Or,
yep.
Alternatively, I would describe it as canon with the universe of Homeward Bound 2. This colorful movie tells the story of Arrested Development with an eighth of the budget and a 100th of the brain power.
And only Z-list actors.
Yes. And former porn actors.
So my single sentence summary is hot love lotion helps girls get their money back.
The lotion
that's a good one.
Not anything to do. The whole trailer is about a rags to riches story about two New York socialites who have to get shitty jobs. And then all of a sudden...
The last 2 minutes is this lotion...
What's the song, like a drum wipe, a drum fill? It's the tss, sound in the trailers. They do that, and a new song starts playing, and it's about magic lotion.
Magic lotion that smells so great.
Yeah, made of literally flowers. last 10 seconds of the trailer.
Made of flowers, because flowers is her thing.
Yeah, and then it shows her crushing up some petals.
And they also eat sherbet ice cream. It looks like it takes place in a Hallmark card that became a movie, which is why I subscribe to the Hallmark Channel. It's bright. It's fun. It's Valentine's Day. It's festive.
It's actually very strange because you have to pay like $150 a month just to get the Hallmark Channel because you subscribe to all the other cable channels, right?
Yeah, of course I subscribe. I don't steal all my stuff from the internet like a person with half of a brain. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. What is your? Could you sum up the trailer that you watched in a single sentence?
How this usually goes is people say like five words that don't make a sentence, but just are kind of adjectives.
This is your chance to
be an
asshole.
I was just thinking like two girls with daddy issues have to find a man.
I thought you were going to do a two girls, one lotion.
Two girls, one lotion. Oh, I could have totally done that. Oh.
Yeah. That essentially.
And the lotion comes out of their butts.
That's just shit.
And then also comes out of their mouth.
Oh, that's a Santorum. Santorum is when you use liquid shit as
a lotion?
As lubricant, right?
Is that?
Santorum. It was named in spite of Rick Santorum. Is his name Rick Santorum?
Yeah.
Chance Santorum? Beauregard Santorum?
No, Chance Santorum is when you actually do that move.
Oh, because you're taking a risk. Yeah. Where are we going to next?
So, yeah, we did describe the trailer during our single sentence summary.
Yes.
It is just Arrested Development, except with none of the male leads from Arrested Development.
Z-list actors.
And apparently
it's
zero comedy.
Lindsay's.
No comedy?
It looked hilarious to me. Yeah.
I think they're going to attempt comedy.
Okay, so a rich girl who's been pampered her whole life, and she only has a degree in English.
For that many semesters?
She's having her 2004 Lexus towed away, which is not much of a luxury car. It's the most they could afford for this movie. But it's being towed away, and she's like, I'm going to have to get a job. And so she becomes...
What's going to happen to the house?
She becomes a technical associate of custodial duties.
And then has to clean out drains that have hair in them.
Because she's
then
a janitor.
Immediately becomes a secretary.
Well, and then immediately gets to hook up with, like,
the hot
baseball boy.
Man.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
A bowling boy.
Bowling boy. Well, bowling I call him boy. Baseball boy because he's just kind of like, he's just kind of like a baseball. He's not cherry pie.
It's not one of my predictions, but I'm assuming he's going to ask her to make copies at some point, and then she's going to accidentally give, like, a single copy of her butt because she was making a joke on someone.
I don't think this movie will have butts in
it. Not bare butt. Like, she sat on it.
So it's just a picture of a... Like, the...
Yeah, but I think it's Hallmark, so is it like, oh, the impropriety?
No, I don't think Hallmark things acknowledge that butts exist. I don't think...
But they do acknowledge cleavage. Maybe it'll just be her boobs pressed on.
Slight cleavage.
Yeah.
None of them had cleavage in
this. No, a Hallmark...
Did any of them have boobs?
Yes. Hallmark staple... is finding it's always white women. It's a pretty white woman, and she's just showing enough cleavage to say, I go to church, but I'm fun.
But I'm not a Baptist.
And it's like, I don't wait till the wedding night, but you better have been dating me for 8 years and we're planning on getting married before you get into my C cups.
Yeah, I'm not a prude. I'm just a stuck-up bitch.
Which is approximately 3/4 of an inch of cleavage.
Oh.
That is the American standard. Yes. Thank you. Very modest.
God.
I'm wearing my V-neck, so I just kind of have some... I've got really gross chest hair.
I'm just wearing a Henley.
How is chest hair gross? Like, are there crumbs in it?
It's just gross.
Well, there's a bunch of wine spilled down in it.
It's just wine.
Is that a mozzarella and stick?
That's not even from tonight. That's like last week.
Some kind of a chupacabra-type stain, some acne, a tattoo. What else we got?
The snack of the week.
Snack of the week is fucking wine.
Oh, no, I do have
lied.
What the hell's prosciutto? Prosciutto.
That's exactly why I brought it.
I have popcorn.
Really?
How lame.
You have popcorn?
I brought popcorn.
Did everyone bring a snack except me? Am I the asshole?
I brought prosciutto mostly because I wanted it.
But hold on.
I saw it.
Hold on. Prosciutto's...
There's a fruit leather in my purse if you want it.
Fruit leather?
I always carry one with me.
I love that there's like fruit roll-ups, which are like... the Hallmark movies of snacks, and then there's like fruit leather, which is like the A21 of the same snack.
One's gonna get that joke unless you pay attention to movie studios.
I don't even get that joke.
It's authentic.
A21 is like They make some of the best movies of, like, the last decade.
Oh, all right, okay. Let me put it this way.
Okay.
So, like, a fruit roll-up is like a Barnes & Noble. And a fruit leather is like this, like, tiny Portland bookstore where you can only get in if you bring a cat.
Cool.
Yeah. Pretty much. A21 makes amazing movies.
It's like Thompson's in Fort Worth.
Thank you. Shout out to Thompson's.
They're our sponsor.
And their pharmacy.
Prosciutto is one of those fancy words that I genuinely keep forgetting what it is. And I don't know if it's a meat.
It's meat.
Or a cheese. Okay, well,
or
that's
a shoe.
It, I guess. It sounds like a shoe.
It does sound like a shoe.
Or it sounds like a nice car.
Maybe it's because the word shoe isn't a prosciutto.
I literally just wanted to have some, so I bought it. And I was like, oh, wait, I'm betting Tommy has never had this. So
are you leaving?
I'm going to go grab it.
What do I supposed
Chris
to do
is leaving.
While you're gone?
We're going to talk about other snacks.
Okay,
Starbucks
do
I'm drinking.
Thing you do every time I walk away. Talk about me behind my back and then forget, oh, I edit the show.
I don't talk shit about you, Chris. I only have nice things to say about him. He's been looking really handsome lately.
He sucks at Five Crowns.
Oh my god, I don't even know what Five Crowns is.
He tries to beat me at this game and he just can't.
What the fuck is the game?
It's Five Crowns.
I don't
it's
know
a
what
card game.
Is. Oh, I don't care for card games.
Oh.
Like a deck of cards, like 52 cards?
Mm-mm.
Oh, like it's its own published card game. Well, that was fast.
Here's Chris with the prosciutto.
This shit from the fancy section at the meat department.
Yes!
I know what that Sometimes shit is.
It's the same place they get the fruit leather.
I thought it was veal.
It's the same consistency as fruit leather.
What's it made of? Oh, it's dry cured ham.
I broke your pencil.
It is delicious.
This is the epitome of podcasting.
Why don't you have any crackers with it, though?
Oh, I just like it by itself.
That's weird.
Are you going to eat prosciutto straight?
Are you
going
to put the whole thing in your mouth like a fruit roll-up?
Yeah. I used to live in Italy, Tommy.
Oh, my God.
And I lived above a market, and the guy would just give me like a handful of prosciutto free every day.
Throw it up through the window, and you try to catch it in your mouth.
Did he feed it to you? Sexually?
No,
with grapes?
I would like, go down and just buy it. Look how thin it is. I just go down and, like, buy some other food, and then he'd just be like, oh, hold on 1 second, and then, like, slice off a bunch of prosciutto, and it'd just hand me, like, a lump. It's like, here you go.
Well, I'm just watching Chris eat prosciutto.
I once ordered a chicken in, well, not, like, sorry.
What?
In Paris.
Oh.
Yes, I was an au pair for a family for a very short amount of time, and I had to go buy their groceries, and the only thing I could order was chicken.
All right, speaking of words that I don't know the meaning of. So
yes.
Prosciutto, it turns out, is a really thin, dry-cured ham. Au pair is like a family dungeon master for BDSM activities.
Exactly, okay. Except you have to wear clothes.
Okay.
And instead of BDSM, you're actually taking care of their children.
So it's not anything sexual at all.
Not at all.
It takes place in a dungeon.
Yes.
Unless someone has like a really bizarre fetish that's like their children being taken care of by someone who's not the mother. I will eat this when I'm not on a microphone, for God's sake.
Some of us have manners.
I've had to listen to enough audio of myself eating. Thank you.
All those manners.
ASMR podcast now.
It's always been an ASMR. Can we get to the predictions?
Please.
Yes. Predictions, if you don't know, are the whole concept of the show. So, we watch a trailer for a movie, and then we make predictions based on the trailer.
And then
we
make drink
three
wine.
Predictions that should be content based predictions, and each one is worth between 0 and 5 points.
God, you sound like a lawyer. Yeah,
we watch the movie and then score the predictions. We also have multiplier that, if we get it right, is something that is way out there. I like to describe it as something that we want to happen in the movie, but we don't think will.
There's this very popular show on a website that I went to one time, and it's called the Red Letter Medias. And they have a show that's called Half in the Bag. And they also have another show that's called B-Movie Deathmatch. What's the name of their show that we ripped off? That this is what this is?
Review?
No, the other one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The one where they watch the three VHS tapes.
Oh, Best of the Worst.
It's just Best of the Worst, except you get points for accurately predicting shit.
If you're going to say that we ripped them off, then they ripped off like 100 other people that were already doing bad movie shows and bad movie podcasts
before.
Were
they VHS movies or just like VHS home tapes?
No, they're VHS movies.
Oh, that'd
but
be fun
a
to
lot
do VHS
of,
movies.
I've got a ton if you ever need any.
Oh, you should get them recorded into digital because they only hold for a certain amount of years and like the freshest ones are about to start degrading to the point where they're unwatchable.
Speaking of unwatchable,
Sense and sensibility.
Go ahead. So the multiplier doubles your score.
I'm going to go ahead and start for my predictions of what is going to happen in sense and sensibility. This movie is going to stink. It is not a prediction, but it's my review.
I was going to say, that's not content-based.
Prediction number one. The dad is innocent.
I almost thought about that as a prediction.
That's mine.
This is the story of Arrested Development, which, if you don't know, is the story of a wealthy family who lost everything.
And the one brother.
And the one son.
Who had to
keep
it all together.
George Bluth Sr. is arrested at the beginning of the trailer for swindling millions, and I bet that you money he's innocent, or at the very least his money.
And then it turns out his wife is the one who's behind everything.
Maybe.
Oh.
So, that's spoiler.
Prediction number two, in the trailer we saw a pretty white lady with approximately 3/4 inches of cleavage on a date with a man who was approximately 6'2 and in shape with just shaggy enough brown hair. White guy. And
yeah, he had the very much...
Was he playing bowling?
I don't do anything with my hair, but it takes me 30 minutes to put my hair together, so it looks like I don't do anything
with
my hair.
That's you, man.
That's not me.
You're looking
you
good.
You do have that hairstyle.
I have that hairstyle, but
you
that's just because that's
two,
how I get
three,
my hair.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tendrils of hair that hang in your... Like, they're always perfectly on your forehead every
like
time I've seen
tendril.
You.
Also, no one's talked about the hat that I'm wearing, and I want someone to acknowledge it.
I just thought
you were cold.
I am cold, but what hat am I wearing?
Tom only
beaver
wears
trapper
stuff for
hat?
Thank you.
He only wears stuff for attention.
Are you trying to trap some beavers?
What is life if not for attention? And beavers... Prediction number two.
So don't you know whenever Tommy gets hold of a beaver, he takes melatonin to chick him away?
That's not appropriate for a podcast.
I wasn't going to go there, but I wanted to.
The melatonin defense is not appropriate. That's a very private, proprietary thing. But if we're going to bring it up, because now people are going to be making assumptions, and I have to explain it. If you're hanging with a shorty and you don't like the shorty...
Why would you be hanging with a shorty you don't like?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes life takes you to shorties you don't like. So what you do...
And you walk away.
So what you do, because you're polite, is you take a handful of melatonin. That way you're not lying when you say, oh, I'm so tired. And that way you fall asleep and she leaves. And then you sleep from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m., but it's fine. You get your life back together.
See, and I'm the kind of girl that's so oblivious to that. I'd be like, okay, I'll just sleep right next to you.
Communication is very important.
In the way you communicate is with your sleep cycle.
And something I'm very bad at. And so I'm currently using a substance to solve a relationship issue. Specifically melatonin, so I can fall asleep instead of talking to a shorty. Thank you for putting this onto public record, asshole.
I was making a joke, and then you went into it.
You made a... Well, whatever.
It could have been contextless.
Because Brock loves it when we make inside jokes.
Yeah, he does. He sends me messages all the time.
He's like, I was once inside a joke.
I feel like you reached for a joke without having...
I did. There was no structure there. I just went for it, and I don't know why.
A dumpster?
No.
Prediction number two is that in the trailer we see there is a date between white people at a bowling alley. I predict there will be a date at a sports game, probably baseball.
Oh, that's a good prediction.
Just because that is what they do in these movies. They go to baseball games.
What's the ultimate white person sport? Hockey.
I was going to say baseball.
Canadians like hockey.
All white people in Canada?
But Canada's like a non-white white.
See, yeah. Baseball's like... So many Hispanic people love baseball.
There are.
But I feel like whenever I like see a baseball game, it's just whitey.
I mean, George
How
W.
often do you
goes
watch a baseball
to
game?
Never.
Because I used to watch baseball all the time, and it is
predominantly
la-di-da, Mr.
Latin.
Yes.
Well,
Ted Cruz.
I'm going off the. I was looking at a thing today that was things that Ted Cruz looked like. And it was the top one is of course Kevin from The Office, but the other thing that that he looks like is
the Zodiac Killer.
Yeah, the Zodiac Killer. But the big one that I never realized is: did any of you guys ever watch The Munsters?
Yes.
Yeah, which one? The original?
Yes. Ted Cruz looks just like Grandpa Munster.
That one.
Oh.
Yes.
They are identical.
They are.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyways.
Little pointy nose.
I've been going on a long time here. Prediction number 3. Lucille Bluth 3 gasps at working class daughter's newfound... Lucille Bluth 3 gasps at daughter's newfound working class smarts.
Makes sense.
Because if you watch Arrested Development, you know there's two Lucille Bluths.
No, there's two Lucilles.
There's two Lucilles.
Can I just go ahead and say I've never seen Arrested Development?
Oh, it's an amazing show.
That's what I hear.
You've got to start with the 4th season, because it's the best thing you'll ever see.
Will I understand what's going on?
No, start with the first season.
That's typically
the
my
season
rule.
Is the only
it's just like
season.
It's just like my rule for The Simpsons. If you're gonna watch The Simpsons, you got to start after season 10. Otherwise, you're just gonna be watching.
I would say like after season 15, because I think up to like 13 is still decent, and then 14 is like all right because they still have some of the main writers.
Also, the X-Files. I don't know.
I
don't think what they're doing in the 90s, because the new X-Files is just...
Oh, when they retroactively rape one of the main characters, it was the best thing.
Let's not throw the R word around, all right?
This is what happened.
This is a Hallmark
episode. We had a whole episode about it.
So, my first prediction...
Oh, thank God.
Is it the bowling man previously mentioned? That's what I called him.
Is he bowling for soup?
He's bowling for love. Or for lotion.
Or for lotion.
The bowling man and... Eleanor, spelt E-L-I-N-O-R.
Eleanor.
We'll end up together. It's a pretty vanilla prediction, but I think they're going to end up happily together.
I think she's going to be eating sherbet ice cream while crying because being a girl is hard.
We already know that's going to happen.
I know.
My second prediction, because they alluded...
Gather yourself.
They alluded that the lotion was magic. So my second prediction is that the lotion isn't really magic, but it gives women confidence.
Like the ending of Space Jam?
Sure.
What?
I...
What do you think Space Jam was about?
Women gaining confidence.
Hold on.
Obviously.
What is Tommy's vision of Space Jam?
In Space Jam, Bugs Bunny gets a bottle of water... And he writes it down as special steroid juice, and he hands it around the locker room, and they get the confidence to win.
Okay.
And he reveals that the water was just confidence. And when I was very young and saw that movie, I didn't know what the word confidence meant, so I assumed confidence was a magic elixir that made you great at basketball.
I thought you were implying that the whole of Space Jam was all in Michael Jordan's head.
It's about him seeing the most gorgeous rabbit of all time and developing a very strange online following.
Jessica Rabbit.
She's not technically a rabbit. She's a human being who's married to a rabbit and therefore has the last name of a rabbit.
Would you not call me a Mary?
What?
Oh, that's a Mary over there. No. There's a Chris.
But that's still her last name.
I know,
name.
A Tommy. She's a rabbit.
But she's not. She's married to a rabbit.
Still very sexy.
She is.
I can't remember the name of the rabbit from Space Jam, which bothers me.
Bugs Bunny.
Lola Bunny.
As I argued in the past, she is the progenitor of furry culture.
Especially in Tiny Toons.
Gross!
Oh.
Get the fuck out.
My third prediction is that Mary Ann... Should I spell her name too? They spelled these all very white. M-A-R-I-A-N-N-E.
Does white just mean extra I's?
That's so many I's. Like Stacy spelled S-T-A-C-I.
It's hard to imagine spiders.
That. Yeah.
So many I's.
So
you can
many
spell
I's.
Spider with Y's only though.
But they've got 8 I's.
Oh,
well,
that's
some
the
do.
Joke.
Yeah, some spiders have only 6. And others have even more than 8.
Well, that was
anyways.
Mary's Science Corner.
Oh, just bring it. So Mary Ann starts as the token dumb girl, but as she falls in love, she becomes smarter.
Oh.
I think she's going to gain that confidence. Like, he's going to see what's inside of her, and she's going to be like, I don't have to be dumb.
Or she's like an idiot savant where it's like, I'm actually really good at business.
And flowers.
Well, and lotion, specifically.
But flowers are her thing.
Well, she crushes up flowers into lotion, and the lotion
is that Marianne, or was that the other
one? That was, no, Marianne
makes...
I can't
tell them apart.
Marianne is the one who said flowers are her thing. It's Marianne's lotion.
They have very different face shapes and different shoulder shapes. They look very different. I just don't know.
And body shapes.
They don't look like sisters, actually. I can tell them apart very easily.
They have brown hair.
No, they don't, actually. They don't have hair. Fun fact, they're both bald.
Both chemo patients.
For its time. They're both chemo patients.
God, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
We shouldn't be mocking this movie. I know. It's like that that Wild West movie where they take handicapped people and let them star in a Wild West film. Have you not heard
Wild,
of this?
Wild West? Like, the main villain?
Yes, she's technically correct. She's technically correct. The main villain of Wild Wild West is a handicapped person.
That was, is that what you're...
The best roast.
Kenneth Branagh is a handicapped person in that movie.
There is a documentary on Showtime right now about physically handicapped people, and they take them into the desert, and they let them film the movie so they can feel like stars. Holy shit, that was terrible. That I laughed as hard at that as I did. I am no doubt going to hell. This is a vocal record that you should never vote for me in public office. Oh my god.
Are we doing our bonus
wait,
one?
Will Smith
our
is
multiplier?
Right?
No. Is he?
Scientology is a handicap,
is
in my
not.
Opinion.
I think he might be mentally.
Is he a Scientologist now?
No, he's a Scientology sympathist. He thinks they do good work.
If by good work you mean stalking people.
What kind of work do they do?
Brainwashing people.
Do they
torture.
Feed the
they
homeless?
Torture. I don't care
feed,
what anyone fucking says.
Do they feed the
people.
Homeless?
No, they don't do any of that.
Oh, any no, good work. They
no.
just...
No, they do good work in that the work they do by brainwashing and torturing people.
They have,
good job.
They have footage of Tom Cruise deep-throating John Travolta, and they, like, wiped it off the earth. I mean, I guess that's good work if you're Tom Cruise. You don't want that footage to get out.
That's not real.
Does America not know that John Travolta and Tom Cruise 69 all night long and there's nothing wrong with it? And if they just come out and leave their cult, the world would be a better place. But no, they have to be homophobic towards themselves.
Scientologists don't believe gay people exist.
They don't.
Do any of us exist?
Yes, I exist here and now, and Scientology is a corrupt organization.
Therefore... I am.
All right, Chris, what are your predictions? We do the multiplier later?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the second round, secondary round.
Ashley bad. Williams, who is the actress. I cannot think of the character's name.
Eleanor.
Which one is she?
She's the one who goes bowling. Because this prediction's about her bowling.
Okay.
She has never bowled before. This is her first time bowling, and that's why she's so excited in that trailer.
Do you think she's going to get a strike?
I don't think...
That's not going to be one of my predictions. I believe she's celebrating because she hits a pin.
I think it's
just one.
Just a law.
A single pin, yeah.
Of storytelling that if you're going to incorporate bowling, a strike has to show up. I would actually be shocked if you could find me a piece of media where there is a bowling plot and a strike is not pulled into play.
I bet he makes a strike. I bet by the end of their bowling game, she makes a strike. With bumpers.
Stealing strikes, strike two. What's your second prediction?
Their father will be vindicated in that he has not committed a crime.
Hey, yeah. We have the same prediction.
And number three, the lotion will be a love potion, but will lose its potency.
I don't think that magic's going to exist in this universe.
Well, I'm hoping it does.
So do you think they're going to have to continuously make it to retain the potency?
Love potion number
nine. I was thinking more along the lines of love potion number nine, where love potion type movie where they give up the love potion to prove that their love is real.
Just like in Scientology.
Okay.
And Tom Cruise and
John Travolta.
Will Smith.
They could be together. They could be together and it would be gorgeous. And it would, whatever. Whatever.
Scientology killed John Travolta's son.
I keep wanting to say Ron Perlman when I mean to say L. Ron Hubbard. And I think that's the wine time.
L. Ron Perlman.
L. Ron Perlman. I guess I'm going to start with my wild card, which, no. I do not like to be photographed. I can be recorded saying viciously terrible things, but film, no. My wild card is that the girls talk about anal over sherbet ice cream.
Ooh, do they put some of the sherbet on the anal?
As much as that seems...
and toothpaste.
As much as that seems, like, within reason, I don't feel like that's within reason for a Hallmark movie. So I would be shocked if they're eating sherbet ice cream, one of them makes a comment.
Especially not for the year of this movie, which I don't know.
2011, dude.
Especially not for the year of this movie.
2011, man.
Maybe if it was after Girls had come out. Did Girls come out by then?
I don't know. Barack Obama was president, though. Do you guys remember that? Do you guys remember Barack Obama?
I have a magnet of him on my front door. Well, I used
Filthy Dem. Don't you know that Portland's covered in feces and cigarette butts? I read that on Fox News today.
Oh.
Tommy has a habit where he reads Fox News every morning to wake up because he thinks that's healthy.
Because the truth is the truth infuriates me awake. And I read the comments section.
Oh.
Holy shit, they use the N-word flippantly.
My multiplier is that the sisters will kiss with tongue.
Nice. Mine's very much along those same lines. And probably if mine happens, hers will happen. Because mine is that the sisters will give each other nude massages with the lotion.
Oh.
It'd be really weird. I feel like a fog machine would be in place for that.
Marianne, can you get my back?
And it would have wind chimes.
Oh, Eleanor.
The other day, me and a friend got bored.
Eleanor.
And we
my
watched.
My nipples really need to be massaged right now.
My nipples are a bit chapped. Can you put
we
your lotion potion on them?
The opening
Do it
credits
with your mouth.
To several different pornographies because they all have opening credit songs. And nothing is funnier than the opening credit songs of pornographies.
Is it just Creed?
No, it is the worst artist you've ever heard. We watched Shark Babes.
Okay, so Creed.
Shark Babes?
Shark Babes is... I strongly recommend watching the opening credits of Shark Babes. Then it's just sex. But that weird Showtime sex where it's just kind of like two mannequins bouncing together without anything really happening. Don't ever do that in my direction again.
Or mine. Get out of here, Chris.
I will fire you from this podcast. I still have one of the keys to the submarine.
This Shark Babes?
That Shark Babes.
Are they sharks or are they just babes?
They're just babes and they're shark scientists. And we watched the ending.
That's my kind of porno. I'm a shark plot. Scientist.
Well, are you? Oh, I guess you have a weird double identity. So
Mary is a shark
scientist.
I mean, that's what I study.
The Virgin Mary.
Virgin Mary, shark babe.
Scientist. Shark babe scientist.
I actually study the shark babes.
So we've done the snack of the week. We've done the trailer.
We've done everything.
We've talked about helpful ways to get out of talking to shorties you don't want to talk to.
It's not helpful. That is very unhealthy.
We talked about Santorum.
I talked about Santorum.
Which I did Google and I figured out what it really is.
What is it?
It's the frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is sometimes the byproduct of anal sex.
Well, there you go. It's not good. The lube. It's not using fecal matter as lube. It's the lube mixed with the fecal matter.
Well, just let me say a few things.
Completely different.
Tom Cruise, John Travolta,
Will Smith.
There's nothing wrong with homosexuality whatsoever. In fact, you're doing more damage to the world by staying in the closet and supporting an evil organization started by a fucking pedophile, L. Ron Hubbard Perlman. You're a bad man. He's also dead, but he's also a ghost that can't die. Do you not like my Scientology ramblings when I have a little bit of alcohol? Because I can go on.
We'll see you after the break.
Lucy's a cunt. And moral of the story is Lucy is a cunt.
Hallmark movies.
Hey, Lucy didn't make out too bad.
Lucy didn't make out bad.
Are great. I wish I could only watch Hallmark movies. They appeal to my inability to read emotions because everything is spilled out. Please don't stand.
Mostly because of the bad acting. Sister.
Oh, wait, should we?
You lied to me.
Yeah.
Should we? One, two, three.
Cake!
Cake.
Cake.
Christmas.
Wait,
though.
For Eleanor's birthday. Not Eleanor.
The little one.
No, Marianne's graduation.
No, it was Margaret.
Leukemia girl.
Yeah, it was Leukemia girls.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Cake. I think let's jump right in and let's give this a one-sentence summary. Mary,
single-sentence summary.
A single-sentence summary. Copyright B-Movie Deathmatch 2016.
Yeah, that's when we started Technica.
Oh, my God.
No, that's when we first... No, we first released in 2000.
Mary, I need you to sum that movie up in one sentence.
Leukemia will bankrupt your family if your dad's a dick.
I was just going to say Love Lotion number 9.
Damn it.
Was that yours, honestly?
Yes, it was, because I already made the lotion potion joke earlier.
Well, make your joke then. Do it.
Just
no, it's the same joke.
Love lotion number 8.
Which is technically the actual potion.
This
from
movie
potion number
is
9.
About two princesses, American wealthy people, who have to go work middle class jobs. But the lotion plays a much larger role into the second and third act, to the point where it becomes an espionage story about a magic elixir lotion
that heals people.
A conspiracy theory to try and steal it from an evil spa.
And having a team working on replicating it.
Yeah, but they didn't know that the secret ingredient was boiling the water.
Yeah.
Was boiling. Because apparently there's science behind making lotion. The boiling...
You boil the yogurt.
You boil the cream to make
creme.
It... The creme.
I think she's just buying Jergens and adding her own shit in it.
I really think that.
I think so, too.
None of it... She wasn't preserving any of it. She was just throwing strawberries.
But you had to boil it so it would not make you itchy.
What is she boiling? Because she's got Jergens. She's just using regular lotion. She's adding...
But they were putting...
What did she boil and then siphon off?
They were...
This movie didn't research. There's scenes where they're working on cars, and they just fix a car magically by saying someone goes to auto shows.
No, yeah, so the car broke.
He watches auto shows.
And she was fixing the oil.
Yeah.
She the problem was with...
the oil, but
no, it's
then,
not even she was replacing it. She was just trying to fix the car because something was wrong with the
oil.
The oil
wasn't the problem, because then her handsome boyfriend shows up and is like... Well, her droopy kind of boyfriend shows up.
And he, like, fiddle-diddled around in the car with one hand.
Are you guys forgetting where the scene where she's rolling into the apartment parking lot and says, "This car died on me," and then she puts it in park?
That's the other girl.
All right,
Marianne. Well, that's enough of just us going on and on about this, like, bullshit. Okay. Let's actually describe the movie
instead
of describing random scenes.
Hold on, one last thing. I know how to explain this movie perfectly. It is the classic book by Jane Eyre,
Austin.
Sense and Sensibility.
Jane
Austen.
Jane, same thing. Yeah. I don't know if they're the same thing. Are they the same
thing? It's not the same
thing. John A. Ariston.
Oh, I don't care. I'm not a learned person.
John A.
I watch Hallmark movies.
John A.
I watch...
Jean Austen.
Jean Valjean.
Jean.
It is Sense and Sensibility by Jane Eyre.
24601.
Mary Shelley. Retold with lotion.
There's... According to what I believe you looked up earlier, there's nothing.
There's
about
a lot
this
of
movie.
Cereal
the girl's names. Oh, I got lost on a website because Mary saw a cereal box she wanted, and so during the third act, when
I didn't even want the
cereal box that was in the background. That I was like, that's very prominent and facing the camera, so I pointed out its name.
Yeah,
it's called Berry Basics, and we were wondering if it existed, and yes, it does.
Yeah, I found a website that's a catalog of all cereals ever, and when I got my third act grumpies, as Chris explained, I'm prone to getting my third act grumpies.
He needs a snack.
Well, no, I don't need a snack.
I either need a little snack just to help you feel better.
Or booze or distraction.
A little bit of popcorn, a little something.
And
Did you ever get your distraction?
My distraction was the cereal
website. He didn't get
booze. Or us continuously pausing the music.
Or it was
movie.
1, 2, 3, cake!
Cake!
This movie was garbage. But really
no,
great
this
garbage.
This movie is so entertaining.
I loved
this
movie.
This movie was better than garbage, but not as good as, like, recycling.
I am honestly thinking about staying
that.
Subscribed to the Hallmark Channel.
Genuinely, I enjoyed it more than I would a shitty horror movie.
Or Star Wars The Last Jedi.
I'm not touching that.
What?
I think Star Wars The Last Jedi is a better movie than this, but I think I enjoyed...
It's more competent
Sense
movie.
And Sensibility more.
It is a more competent
Sense
movie.
Sense with S-E or S-K-E-N-T-S.
Skents and sensibility. So what is this movie about? It's the story of... We've been over this. The folks at home know.
The trailer was pretty upfront, other than alluding to the fact that this was some love potion lotion.
It gets too complicated.
It was more healing, and then they tried a love potion, but they never really explored that option.
It wasn't a love potion. It was a healing potion.
There was one when she put the lotion on, and then they kissed after.
There was the point where she put the lotion on his dick.
His skin.
And it got real hard.
I was expecting a Silence of the Lambs thing from him. I'm surprised that was you went for it, not Chris. Because he loves the Silence of the Lambs references.
I've never even seen the movie and I knew the reference. Skin. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would have fit.
Or else he gets the lotion again.
She was treated terribly, so yeah.
Yeah, this girl, white bitch number two, is like...
Marianne?
I don't remember their names.
The younger,
Marianne was the
dumber
sister
one?
Who got married before the
older
sister.
White bitch number two gets, like, yelled at, and her first scene is getting yelled at by fucking Christian Slater from American Psycho.
No, her first interacting with Brandon, who I have deemed in my notes copy man.
You've put more effort into this than anyone in the history of this game.
That's not true.
You put more effort into this than Chris at the height of him caring about this game.
I'm sorry. I like effort.
She's put a lot of effort into it. We have had guests that have written out all of their answers beforehand.
Hey, I finally wrote out my tagline. You're it. I have it ready to go.
Oh, I do
too. I have two
ready
to go. I'm sorry.
I still don't have a tagline.
Tommy's just pointing that out because it's the first time that both of us have pre-prepared taglines were it.
I bet you and I have one of the same ones.
I said that Marianne's copy man, Brandon... Their first scene together, he just walked in and was like, oh, you don't know how to work this machine? There's a manual over there. And then he takes over her copy machine to make his own copies.
Yeah, but then...
And then the very next scene...
He yells at her.
Together, he's like, what is your fucking problem? Are you some stupid bitch? And just smacks her.
And she's just
And then he just throws all the copies in the trash.
Yeah. And then she was dripping wet and was like, yes, please... More.
A lot of this movie
is like, you know,
is working class white girls complaining about having jobs and living in what appears to be a luxury apartment and also driving a classic car, and all the while they're just bitching and moaning about
classic car. You mean an early 90s Toyota truck?
Yes. That is a classic vehicle. That probably costs like $2,000.
We did count a total of four people of color.
Two
of which actually spoke. One African-American man and one African-American woman.
Neither were good people.
The Asian lady in the salon had one...
Oh, did she talk?
One word, maybe?
There was one Asian woman, and then we kind of gave 1 point to some wedding attendees that were not quite sure what their...
They were friends of the director.
This was like the Madea movies, except this was for whitey.
Reversed.
This was for white people. And it was the ultimate nightmare of what if the dad wasn't innocent though.
No.
He was guilty. He stayed in prison. And they showed it at the ending when they did
he went through all of his appeals, every single one he had.
Yes.
And that he was going to be in there for the maximum time possible. 75
and
years.
They photoshopped him into a cage.
They didn't even photoshop. They just like...
They took black bars
from
MS Paint.
They painted him. Like they took, MS Paint black bars.
So let's actually describe the plot.
I did. Magic lotion.
Okay.
It's too complicated. No, it's going to be boring.
These two girls, their dad
Three
goes to
girls.
Jail. Oh, who cares about Margaret?
That's what drove the whole plot.
Her medication costs $3,000 a month with insurance because of her sickness.
It could have been anyone's medication. It could have been anyone's anything.
But the whole reason that they had to get jobs and that they, like, the whole fight between the sisters happened because she was like, you don't care about
Margaret. Margaret is the third sister from Sense and Sensibility, the classic book by Stephen King.
So is Eleanor and Marianne.
So Eleanor and Marianne have to get jobs. Oh. And they're so used to just being given everything.
I've explained this. You
have explained
this.
You
didn't explain it.
It has been said at least.
That they fall in love and all that shit. It ends with Marianne getting married.
But you were starting with the Arrested Development.
I'm great at this. Can I just do it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
So
I need you to go into every twist and turn from like every piece of evidence to the blackmail about the pregnancy. About the lotion stealing.
Oh, I forgot about the pregnancy.
Yeah.
Because it was just kind of thrown in there like a jelly bean.
Which also doesn't make sense because then even in the epilogue, this movie had one of those
National
Lampoon style Epilogues, Animal House has the pretty much started it.
Mm-hmm.
It has that where it was just like, hey, and then this is what happened to all of our characters, which all of you clearly cared about.
I cared.
So we start the movie with Eleanor, Marianne, and Margaret, their youngest sister, who I believe is still in high school.
Yes.
In the kitchen, working on lotion. It looks like a fucking witchcraft spell going on, or culinary. We thought maybe that it was yogurt.
It just looked like a very gourmet-style yogurt.
Definitely.
There's no preservatives. There's no boiled water. She is genuinely taking Jergens, swirling it, and putting cut fruit into it. It's
cut fruit that had definitely food dye on it because it colored so well.
She just threw blackberries in there.
Yeah.
And then some salt or sugar. We couldn't discern what it was. Some honey. Yeah, it was
some salt to offset the sweetness. Yeah, you get the sweetness.
Wouldn't that dry your skin?
What I'm saying is the prop department, the actors.
Sorry.
The prop department.
Because that's what it looked like.
The actors. The director, the writer, none of them knew how to make lotion from scratch.
That's definitely
true.
None
of them knew.
And instead of doing Breaking Bad where they actually
know how to make meth.
How to make meth. They were just like, yeah, no one knows how to make
lotion. There's a lot of parallels between Skents and Sensibility and Breaking Bad. They're both redemption stories about broke people desperate to pay for medicine.
And weirdly, this did end with a giant shootout where the main character sacrifices themselves.
Okay, so we go from these girls.
Oh, and there's leukemia.
So, oh, wow. And so there's these girls are in the kitchen. They're making things. They all say cake in unison.
Cake?
They go eat cake to celebrate what I'm assuming was Marianne's college graduation.
Mm-hmm. She finally graduated with English.
Yes, with a degree in English. Not sure. After the FBI is at their door, Eleanor answers it and was like, who are you?
Okay, this is going to be a while if we're going to keep
going. Oh, so you want to do this?
Now you're not okay with this.
After I said that the people at home know.
I was talking about bullet points.
Chris, have this conversation. It's going to come up naturally. Just let it flow.
Okay.
Because if you do the bit by bit, it's going to shit. It's going to shit the bed.
I'll do this faster. Basically, the FBI arrests their father for some kind. What was this?
The Ponzi scheme. And they go to the lawyer, and everyone in the audience is like, the lawyer's evil's behind it. But that was just a red herring, because David Lynch, the lawyer, never appears ever again.
Yeah, and the dad was actually guilty. And he gets sent to prison for 75 years. So the girls kind of have a little meeting, and they
fast
decide.
Fast forward a year after he's been convicted.
They're going to work. They're going to do their things.
Oh, it was a very fast
story. Eleanor can't get any jobs because she's not lying about her last name.
What was her last name?
Denborough.
Dunverhoff?
Downs.
Down syndrome.
I was going to say it and I didn't go there. Downsbury?
Yeah, it was something like
that. Dinsbury.
Dinsbury.
It's probably the same last
it's
name.
It's a D word.
From the Jane Buttons classic.
Yeah, probably.
Okay,
so read that book.
Downs Buttons and... That wasn't it. It's like Downsbury.
All right. Or whatever. So eventually they make some lotion. That everything
no!
is good.
Eleanor
gets. You switched sides, you fucking flip flopper piece of shit.
Eleanor.
I wanted a middle ground between the two, okay?
Eleanor gets a job at a spa. Margaret still has leukemia. And fucking Marianne is working as a copy girl. Marianne meets a guy in the office. He yells, we already explained that. Eleanor starts introducing lotion to people at the spa. They all love it. They want to buy it.
Marianne falls in love with the guy and they get married.
Yeah.
This is hell on earth.
The end.
Thank you.
The end.
A man gets punched
I tried.
In the face.
No, I mean, we could go through every single minute of the movie.
I said I could do this.
This is why we go through best worst moments, is because when you go through best worst moments,
it tells the movie.
You get to kind of hear the movie in the best worst moments. For instance,
Tommy, what is your single sentence summary of this movie?
The best moment
we already did it.
In this movie. Yes, we did. The best moment in this movie is boyfriend number two's giant fucking ties, which was hilarious. That was that's easily the only thing that mattered.
Did we ever learn his name?
We weren't paying enough attention.
We learned his name like 10 times. Fran Fraser or something?
Bran, you need to sit down.
No, Fran. Fran was his sister. Why are you standing?
That was his sister, but I'm trying to think of his last name and that might leave.
Fran.
But what matters is that his ties got progressively bigger, and then at one point, he was not wearing a shirt. It was just a tie that was the size of his sternum.
Yeah.
That's a little exaggeration, but his tie was as thick as his neck at one point.
It was as big as his fist, at least.
The knot went from side to side of his neck. It's in my WTF moment.
He was half Christian youth counselor and half Fred Flintstone. And he just meandered through this movie like with a Ryan Seacrest plastic smile. I loved him. He was
he looked like a dad.
He did have a face that looked like it was melting off of his own skull.
He is by far my best moments, but that's being sarcastic. My genuine best moments for this movie was the actress with the bigger eyes. I kind of found her adorable.
The one that worked in the spa or the one that spa. Worked in the co- Ashley Williams?
Really? Tisdale.
Tisdale.
Yeah. But it was just like Christmas
Eleanor. She played Eleanor. What was her name?
She was just cute enough.
Ashley Williams.
Ashley Williams.
I would agree that she was
cute.
Freaking lickable.
As far as worst moments of this movie, there's that really good chunk where I thought the movie was ending, but it had another hour left. And it was when it became Lotion's conspiracy theory, because for a while this movie kind of becomes JFK, but instead of a conspiracy to commit to kill the president, it's a conspiracy of who stole a secret ingredient to Lotion, and they put it through that machine from The Simpsons and found out that the secret ingredient was love, but it makes people's skin itch. Because as we know as the audience, you have to boil it, and we have no idea what ingredient they're boiling to not make people's skin itch.
But eventually they won.
But eventually there's several Law and Order scenes where Fran is sued.
No, it's literally
and
one
also
scene.
Fran, the main
Miss Frizzle,
antagonist.
Who owns the spa.
The lady who owned the spa who wanted to steal the lotion.
The magic lotion.
Recipe.
Yes, it was a magic healing lotion.
She had a snake ring on, and I feel that was really important.
She was very villainous. What would you say was your favorite and least favorite best worst moments of this ride of a film?
Okay, so my favorite moment, just because it really made me question everything.
Reality itself.
Yes, but I also just really liked it because it was pretty. But as you guys saw, I kind of threw a fit about it, was when Brandon, the copy man, took Marianne out on like a quasi date.
He said, "I have a surprise for
you." Yeah, I have a surprise for you. And they walk for a little bit from this huge city they're in,
which they presumably have lived in their entire lives.
Yes. And we thought it was New York.
I think it might have been Denver.
Denver. But they talked about someone.
I was thinking
Colorado,
and I was thinking like San Francisco.
What had a giant turnaround with a gold statue on it?
It's definitely Canada.
Well, it's probably in Canada. Anyway, so they walk for a little bit, and all of a sudden they're out like in the country in this giant flower garden estate with giant mountains that we've never seen in the background of any scene.
Well, they were photoshopped in.
But that was my favorite part just because it was pretty. Dumb pretty.
It also was the most obviously photoshopped scene in the entire movie.
Exactly.
Because they just copy, paste the flowers just everywhere.
Just paste all the things.
Make it look vibrant.
Yeah. So that was a dumb favorite moment. My least favorite moment was,
I think it was filmed in Salt Lake City.
That could make sense.
Utah? No wonder they never touched each other.
I found that out because I had an epiphany when I Googled it and read it on my iPhone.
Oh. I have two.
Wait, what?
I have two least favorite moments. My first was
also Dashwood, sorry.
That's right.
Whose name is that?
The last name. The Dashwood last name.
Oh.
In the trailer, we see her mashing up a flower that I assumed came from a garden or something.
Nope.
Come to find out, she stole it from a fancy restaurant. Yep. It was a red rose from a fancy restaurant.
She was a terrible human being and stole what was sitting at the table at her restaurant.
Yeah, it was a single rose in some water at a restaurant. We should also mention, just because this was something that pissed me off, our youth pastor dad figure.
Giant tie man.
Had a horrendous spray tan, and you could see the line on his hairline where the hairnet went when he got his spray tan.
It made sense. His sister owned a spa.
It was aggravating, though.
It was part of the plot, I believe.
He would make a great Bruce Wayne.
Like Batman Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Just he looks kind of like Adam West to me.
Has Bruce Wayne ever had a tan?
He would.
But that bad one?
I don't know.
One?
I'm tired.
He spends most of his time at night.
Yeah.
I've walked into a superhero conversation. Chris, what were your best and worst moments? I'm going to guess they involve lotion.
My best moment of the entire movie. It's a rough one. This whole movie was so amazing.
No. It was okay. It was... I wish we had our master list of movies so we'd go through it and say, better than that, worse than that, a lot worse than that, but much better than that. This is better than Christmas with Cookie. Or My Struggle. After when we watched Mein Kampf that one time.
Oh.
That's not a movie.
Oh. No, but there's an
episode. You just watched the book?
No, there's...
We just
what a great episode.
We just stared at the cover for an hour and a half. Yeah. It's weird. It hasn't been released yet, so... for our Patreon subscribers.
Oh, boy. You got to pick your best and worst moment, Chris.
Probably my best moment of the movie was when she was working on the car and her sister went underneath of the car.
Clear setup.
And then comes back out, everything perfectly fine on her face, or her, around her face. Her hair is perfectly set, except someone just splooshed a little bit of some like brownish
Sharpie.
Liquid.
Like a little bit of Sharpie.
To be there. Like, oh, there you go, now you've got some oil on you. Except her hair is like
pristine,
perfect on her head.
And then got on her
shirt.
Her
makeup is perfect, there's nothing else wrong with her. Just the little bit of like sploosh, there you go. And then she comes out and is like... You did this to me, kind of thing.
No, she's like, don't say it. Which
don't even laugh at
me. That's such a great cliche from like poorly written comedies. Like, don't even say it.
Like from every white girl conversation, you mean?
Don't even say it. We're also skipping over what I forgot is the best scene of the movie, and that is when the older sister gets a job in a gorilla costume. And they clearly had a stage boy in the gorilla costume, and he's standing in the sprinklers, and they have her voice, what is it called? Dubbed over
ADR.
They have her voice ADR over the gorilla, be like, whoa, look at this sign. Uh-oh, the sprinklers. And then the two sisters collapse onto a couch recalling their day, and it is clearly improvised. Chris, would you like to do an improv with me?
Sure.
Ready, go.
Oh, I can't believe I got fired today from being the mascot at that burger restaurant.
I know, they were such bitches. Why would they even think about firing you?
I can't believe that when I slipped on that ketchup and the ketchup got over all over my costume and I was like, oh my god, but it smelled so bad.
It's like they hadn't ever washed it.
That job paid nothing. How was job hunting for you today?
Oh, I fucked so many guys.
We were doing so good.
We still are. Stop denying my reality. Tommy doesn't know how to do improv.
Yes, and?
Yeah. I just want to come. Hey,
the improv is
hey,
not
ladies.
Remaking the exact scene from the movie.
But no. Why would he have slipped in ketchup and his uniform would have never been washed?
Why would they have sent coconut banana ape to be in the sprinklers?
Coconut banana ape?
Yeah, coconut boobs.
She had coconut tits.
I know, but I think our listeners wouldn't know what coconut banana ape
would mean. Sorry. Yeah, she... For some reason, the monkey costume had
tits.
Coconut bra.
It was a hula monkey.
Hula gorilla.
For banana something, or what was the name?
Banana shack. Banana hammock.
Can we get?
I wish it was banana.
Can we get to the points? Can we get to the points?
Please.
The game.
Sure.
The game.
So predictions.
Who's starting?
Where are mine?
You gotta find that. That's very important. That's your ticket.
So, Tommy, you went first, so you are going first.
Oh, I'm getting some low points. Prediction number one, the dad is innocent.
Nope.
Nope.
He was very guilty.
75 years. Prediction two.
He's going to be there.
Date at a sports game. Probably baseball.
Nope.
No.
Prediction number three. Lucille Bluth, three, gasped at daughter's newfound working class smarts.
She was gone.
Yeah, she wasn't even in it after the first 5 minutes.
She's in her one scene where she improvises... And I liked our improvised scene, but whatever. That's 0 points. That's a big, fat...
You were the one who stopped improvising.
...lizard egg. Well, it's because you made her into a slut. And I am slut-shaming.
I made her into a character that I was playing, and then you chose to deny my reality. You wanted to create a scene from the movie. That's what you wanted.
My first prediction...
Thank you.
...was that the bowling man and Eleanor would end up together.
Yeah, they did.
That's very much a Dylan prediction, but...
I still got it. Rest in peace, though,
boy. That's a five-pointer.
Do I need to write that down?
Yes.
No.
Yes, you do.
The lotion isn't really magic, but it gives women confidence.
That's
it doesn't give women confidence. It does heal people.
Freeze them from pain.
Did we ever... What was the lotion?
I don't think it was literally magic, but there's also, like, the kind of thing that it wouldn't exist in the real world.
It was somehow... Because people were fighting, and it ended
up like Icy Hot?
Well,
but no, because it literally healed people. We saw what went in it. It healed people.
Okay, at one point, at the very first scene, we see exactly... The opening credits is her cutting up flowers. She
they
makes
do
one.
Call it a magic potion in the movie.
They do. She makes one.
So it's not... I don't get that.
And
that's
it
okay.
is salt, Jergens, honey, blackberries, blueberries. I think that's it.
No, there were no blueberries.
They were just blackberries.
But there's some flowers.
No,
Kandula.
The first
strawberries.
Kandula. The first one, I think, had piece of a flower.
There were strawberries.
Your first one smelt like fish. There wasn't even any fish in it. How'd you make a lotion that smelt like fish?
Yeah, well, Margaret... Leukemia woman was like, I like this better than your pineapple one. So we know there wasn't pineapple in it.
Yeah.
So we know one thing that wasn't in it. We also know it wasn't full of shit.
Join us next time for our next podcast where we recreate the lotion from this movie and that's it.
And we boil it.
You have to, otherwise it'll cause you to itch.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that,
so, oh, there's that poison ivy in it.
Do you, does boiling poison ivy kill the compounds?
I don't know.
I'll test it on you.
What was your third prediction?
My third one was that Marianne... What?
What was the second
one? Oh.
The lotion isn't really magic.
I guess it's a fiver, technically.
No, because it was magic.
But it was so... That's why I was asking, like, what did we... What
I would say
was the lotion?
It defies science, so you get 0 points.
Okay, that's okay.
I would have given her 2.
I'll take 2.
I hold
average
one.
It one.
Okay.
Okay.
You're probably still going to win, so...
My third one was that Marianne starts as the token dumb girl, but as she falls in love, she becomes smarter.
No, she was actually highly intelligent, quote, highly intelligent. She could pick up on typos from the very beginning.
Yeah, she's an English major, so she noticed that it was missing an apostrophe,
yeah.
And then she got yelled at.
She got yelled at for noticing that it was missing an apostrophe, and then got yelled at for... not pointing out that it was missing an apostrophe to other people.
I felt like from the trailer, they really typed her as like, what, we have to get jobs?
She was a little bit more prudy.
Yeah.
But she seemed like the younger sister that should have been the one that was like doing the blue collar work instead of the one doing the white collar work.
Yeah, it was a, well, and also the
she lied
conspiracy.
About her last name to get the job.
Yeah.
Duntwood.
She's a lying cunt.
Duntwood.
That word is coming up a lot for a family-friendly podcast.
Since
we've
when
never been friendly.
Was this family-friendly?
We've been family-friendly since the start.
No, I'm saying she's lying. I was advocating for her lying the whole time about her application.
Yeah, that was like the drama of the second act. It's like, you lied about your name? Like, yeah, bitch, our dad's doing fucking 75 years.
Dashwood.
And we've gotten turned down from every single job either of us have applied for.
He's being a Bernie Madoff and not a Bernie Sanders. What do you, predict was going to happen in 2014's?
Wait, did we point her last one?
Yeah. I got 0 points for that because she was actually kind of smart.
Williams has never bowled before.
I'm going to give you that 5 points.
I'm not.
She's never bowled before.
It
she
was
said that.
Never specifically.
They said that.
They said you're new to this, and being new to something means that you could.
All right, so what partial would you give it?
3.
Okay, so that averaged that out to 4. Take it or leave it.
I'm taking 4. Their father will be vindicated.
Oh, heavens no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah. The lotion will be a love potion, but loses its potency. It was a potion. The lotion was a potion. They said potion, lotion, lotion, potion.
There was a love potion at one point, so I want to give you 2 points.
I'll give you 2.
So I've got 6.
And that gives you 7. And I had 0. Congratulations, as it is kind of tradition in this show, Mary.
No, I only have 6. We're tied.
Oh, God damn it.
I'm honest.
Fuck. Jesus Christ.
That is right. Okay, well, our multipliers will decide it then. Because as we decided, whoever has the closest multiplier will win. And unfortunately, we have very similar multipliers.
Do you stand by that 100%?
Yeah.
So that means if I have the closest multiplier, that means I win.
No, that's...
What's your closest multiplier?
Whoever has the closest multiplier between the two.
Between the tie.
You already agreed to 100%. I got you the legal thing.
Oh, I can delete it.
The girls talk about anal over sherbet ice cream.
They weren't even close to talking about anal over sherbet ice cream.
Anal was never ever talked about.
And there was sherbet ice cream. That was from the trailer.
Yeah. So it doesn't count. 0 points.
Well, it's not how...
It's a multiplier. Zero nut multipliers.
Oh!
They never kissed.
But they kissed other men. The sisters kissed with tongue. I did not specify who they had to kiss.
I would just like to point out, they never kissed with tongue in this
At their weddings,
movie.
They did.
There was no
they
tongue.
Did not. Damn there it. Was no tongue in this entire
And actually,
movie.
I distinctly remember when Fred Flintstone and the blue-eyed lady kissed. It was like awkward middle school kissing.
Okay, well, at least it was close. They kissed.
There was no tongue.
There was no tongue.
So my multiplier is the sisters will give each other massages with lotion, and massages were given with lotion. So therefore, mine is just as great.
Dang, you're right.
Said the
you're
word
right.
Whole body nude in the original.
You said whole body nude on there.
Nude will give
nude massages. Lotion. You left off the word nude conveniently when you're.
Are you
massages were given with the lotion? Is what I'm
saying. For foul play, I want to award it to Mary.
There was no foul play. I just left
oh, you
off
just
one
left
word.
Off the one
oh,
most important
I'm
word.
I'm honest.
It's not the most important word.
To me, it's the most
sisters
important
and
word.
Massages were the most important.
I want to award Mary the victory on this one.
Woohoo!
Fine.
You're welcome.
Mary with her purple teeth.
Where's Dylan when we need him?
He is happily working at a very good job and reading lots of books. He's far and away from the movie Deathmatch.
Okay.
He lived happily ever after. Where does that take us now?
Fix it or franchise it.
I would franchise the shit out of this movie.
This movie concluded every storyline.
For a new member, how would you explain this section of Fix It or Franchise It?
Would you like to see a sequel, or would you like to fix this movie? You could get given the choice.
Ooh. You have to describe how you would fix it, or what the sequel would be.
So the sequel would definitely be about them being like Colombian drug runners of their lotion, because there's definitely coke in that shit. And that's why when they put it on people's skin, the coca plant is sneaking in, and that's what causes the pain to go away. So it's about them trying to bust their dad out, because the Ponzi scheme is definitely drugs. That feels like that would be switching.
So you want to make Rum Diaries?
No. What it is it's switching from Hallmark to Lifetime, because I feel like there's great synergy there, where you start off with a Hallmark movie, and you take those characters, and then you do the "She was too young."
Sound like you made this an AMC show.
Then how about the asshole office boyfriend turns out to be a stalker, and it's like stalked at home and work, or like
they're married.
Drome away from
yeah.
Drome.
They everyone got married at the end of this movie.
Even the asshole.
Yeah.
To what Hallmark would what I'm assumingly say was an ugly woman. She had a couple moles. Yeah. She looked to be a little overweight.
She was the witch from The Shining.
No, she wasn't.
She was not the epitome of beauty as Hollywood would have us
just
believe.
Let me have that. Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
He got what he deserved because he got money.
And then he had a weird look like, oh, this is my life on his face.
Yeah.
That exact sentence is in this movie at one point. It's like, what is our life? And it's like, well, you're a fucking spoiled brat in a luxury apartment who still has a car and an okay job.
Yeah.
I would franchise it.
Thank you.
Exploring identity theft. So,
go on.
Mary Ann, who lied about her name, which means to get her job, which means she would have had to fill out a W-4 with a fake name, gets discovered for identity theft, again, putting them at rock bottom, and they'd have to find another way out with Eleanor drinking Pepto-Bismol.
It's a series of movies, and you keep going to them, but you know exactly what's going to happen.
Yes, yes.
Because the same thing happens in each one of them. Ooh, the sound.
Why did you move me to this?
Because I moved, because I'm restless.
He was standing
over here.
I've got ants in my pants, here. Chris. I'm full of ADD energy. I need to be put into one of my little blankets.
You need to be swaddled?
I need to be swaddled.
No, he needs a thunder coat.
Annie wears... Annie, who is my cat, wears a thunder coat. Because I'm married.
Thunder coat sounds so much like thundercunt, it makes me happy.
Chris. I would franchise this as well, except I would make the sequel about Margaret, and she's seen all of her sisters succeed.
Leukemia?
Well, she's just... It's an A21 movie. It's just
okay, but her,
about a movie. Oh. It's about a girl who, like, everyone is being happy and succeeding around her while everything about her life is just getting worse and worse.
She
and
raises
worse.
Therapy was horses. That was her epilogue.
Was she
they
even,
all get cancer and die. Oh. Like,
was she even at their wedding?
No, she wasn't.
She wasn't.
She wasn't even at her own sister's wedding at the garden by the mountain.
She was. No, because she would have been right behind the...
No, I remember seeing her.
No, she would have been behind...
Fran, the mother,
she would have been behind the best woman.
I mean, I'm not going to die
why
on
was,
this
why
hill,
was
but
Fran,
I think I saw her.
Why was Fran ahead of leukemia?
Yeah.
Because Fran has a worse cancer, and that's the cancer of evil.
Your lips are so purple.
I only had one glass of red wine. I hope I don't get pulled over. I'm still under the legal limit.
Sir, your lips are purple.
And you're wearing a funny hat.
Gonna have to take you in. You passed the breathalyzer, but
the fashion police are arresting you.
That weird hat you've been wearing for 3 hours now.
When you wear this kind of hat, when it's the flap hat, you have to wear it up like this, where it's like it's not even on your head, and it's just like this. I know that people at home can't see it. My favorite part of this thing is you can pull it down, and it's a blindfold, and I feel like I'm the guy from Fat Albert. He's just a face,
mush mouth.
I am. All right.
So tell me, what is your tagline?
I want to talk more about my hat. I have two, and I'm really proud of them.
I don't have one.
My lesser one is uninterested development and nonsense and sensibility.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty sure that again, joke has been made.
Again, have to point this out as I do every episode. The tagline of a movie almost never has the title of the movie
then,
in the movie.
Then Love Lotion number 9 or Single All the Nay.
This is not a Christmas movie.
You made me laugh so hard I coughed. I'm sorry. Well, I'm so sorry.
Single All the Nay. If you liked it, you should have put some lotion on it.
So my tagline for this movie is, are you there, plot? It's me, Margaret.
That's pretty good.
She just wanted to be part of the movie and was only there when the plot required her to be.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I like that one. A+.
I'm not nearly as creative as you guys.
Oh, trust us. Like,
no, all I have is Eleanor has lice.
She did. They left in a shot of her talking on the phone, and it's that really terrible acting where she's
scratching her head.
Well, no, she's just doing like, yes, you need me to be there at 5 immediately, but I'm out here. I can leave now. But for whatever reason, they left in a shot where she's just vigorously scratching her scalp. And it's like, does she have lice?
But it was throughout the whole movie she scratched her scalp.
Oh, she did?
Yes, she needed some lotion for her scalp.
She needed the lotion for her skin.
She never used it on herself. She kept sacrificing it and giving it to other people.
Oh, my God. She did solve a mystery when she found that the lotion was missing. After the Lucy...
After she counted it for 10 seconds.
And Lucy broke open her locker with a fire extinguisher in the scenes.
And scratched the fuck out of it.
The heist scene. Ugh. What a great movie. What's next?
Recommendations.
I've been listening to a new podcast called I Don't Even Own a Television.
Wait. Would you recommend this movie?
I'd recommend X-Men Serial. X-Men United.
There's X-Men Serial United. I recommend that. Apparently, according to the cereal website, Quest is the most popular kind of cereal.
Xena cereal?
I recommend the melatonin procedure, which is when you're hanging out with someone you don't want to hang out with. You just take a bunch of melatonin, that way you're not lying
and
when
pass
you fall
out,
asleep.
So you can wake up next to them in the morning and have to take more melatonin.
No, they leave. And I also recommend the House of the Dead's franchise of light gun arcade shooters. And then finally,
would you recommend this movie?
Would I recommend
Rocket Pops. They're always good on a summer day.
Is that like the fucking like what they take?
Those are the delicious
drugs?
Rocket Pops.
They're the red, white, and blue popsicles. Yeah, okay. You got some blue raspberries and like lemon ish.
Yeah. Smirnoff makes a vodka.
It's good.
What?
Have you never had that?
No, I just stick to my loopy vodka.
It's delicious. Oh, it's very similar. They go hand in hand.
You have to have it because. I mean, it's Smirnoff, so it's trash, but it legitimately tastes exactly like the Rocket Pop.
Chris, she
like,
doesn't have to.
Which
have it.
Layer of Rocket Pop? Because I only
it's
like
all one
the
flavor.
Blue
it's
layer.
It's different thing. Flavors of dyes.
They're, yeah, they, it is all one flavor.
But would I recommend this movie?
No, I would disagree with you. We're going to have a taste test.
Would you recommend this movie?
My honest engine is no, because here's my reasoning here. It is very fun to watch Lifetime original movies. It is very fun to watch Hallmark movies. And I think some of them are treasure and some of them are passable. This one fell into passable. And I think there are better ones out there. I think that because I want to start watching more of these. And I think some of them have higher merit and are more fun. This was probably, I probably could have missed this one and watched the one about dance moms or high school bullying.
Oh, the dance moms one looks so good.
So I'm going to be a very light pass on this one. You could do worse. You could do worse.
I would recommend this with stipulations.
Ooh.
I would say this would be a girls' night movie, especially if it's a girls' night with your sisters.
And one of them has leukemia.
And one of them has cancer. But then that'll make them feel forgotten.
Only when one of them has cancer.
Only when one sister has cancer. And the rest of you have to work to keep her alive.
And then you and the sister don't have cancer. Share some ice cream together.
We'll talking about anal sex. Yeah. Oh, yeah, boy troubles, not anal.
I mean, boy troubles and anal sex go hand in hand.
No, I think it's as a girl, as a female, I'm going to pull that card right now. As a female, it's a stupid, fun movie that sometimes you just need to watch. And
you feel those emotions.
And it's not even like, it's not, you're not going to cry. You're going to just roll your eyes and say, why am I wasting my time with this? But pop yourself some popcorn, pour yourself some wine, sit down with a sister or a mother or someone that you can laugh with and watch this stupid, stupid movie.
Or a cat.
And then try to, you know what? And then try to make some fucking lotion.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of drunk white women tried to make their own lotion after seeing
it. I am. Well,
you could use anything.
I'm not going to lie. I'm inspired.
Juice.
I'm inspired right now to go make my own lotion.
I made my own candle
might
once.
Go better in the lotion than what they were putting in.
Carrots?
Juice.
Carrots?
Carrots? Can I use carrots?
Carrots and some blackberries?
Pickles, yeah.
Pickles?
Some pickles?
Okay,
I would not recommend this movie because I am thinking about the epitome of our kind of movies for like these Hallmark type movies.
Yes.
Which was Christmas Inheritance.
Which is A+.
That is a movie that is leaps and bounds better than this movie.
So our final game before we call tonight is design your own lotion and what would its magical power be? And then we're going to say goodnight. Am I going first because I just signed up for this?
What was it? Design your own lotion.
Yeah, design your own lotion. Mine is going to be Jergens, and you have to boil it, otherwise it'll give you a rash.
And that's it?
You know, yeah, that's it, actually. That's genuinely it. I go to CVS Pharmacy, I buy Jergens, boil it like a goddamn crazy person, and then put it into a smaller plastic bottle and resell it as boiled Jergens.
So mine is you take some pickle.
Some peas in there too.
No.
Just you some get pickle.
You get some lettuce and tomatoes and then some bread and then just cooked hamburger.
It's like some chunky soup.
And you just squish up a McDonald's hamburger. And you just keep mashing it until it's a lotion, and then you rub it on your face.
I rub it on my stomach, and it makes me feel full. It's magic.
Exactly.
It smells like beef.
It's called the McLotion.
I was taking you guys seriously for a bit. I actually have a lotion recipe. Fuck you guys.
Bring it on. I'm sure it's got macadamia nuts in it.
Actually, it's coconut oil.
Okay.
Put a little bit of coconut oil. You can use Jergens. I always use a base coat. Base lotion. I use Aveeno.
How do you make lotion without using a base lotion? What is lotion? Is it
What is the base of lotion? What is the very basic, very, very...
Is it horse hooves? No, that's glue.
That's glue.
Soap?
I'm assuming it's like cocoa butter or some shit.
Shea butter?
It's fat.
Shea?
I assume it's fat.
Oh, it's definitely...
It's some sort of fat. Anyways, choose your base lotion that's unscented. Add 2 drops of Texas cedarwood oil, 4 drops of cinnamon oil, 4 drops of rosemary oil, 4 drops of lemongrass, and then enough coconut oil to your own desired amount. And not only will it moisturize your skin, but it will repel mosquitoes.
Now, you left off one very important step.
Semen. Put all the semen. Nope.
It's never semen. It's always boiled.
Boil it. Boil it all together.
So, for listeners, give us a review and tell us which lotion you like best. No. The hamburger lotion.
Don't do this.
The mosquito repellent lotion.
The boiled jerkins.
Original boiled jerkins.
Leave a review.
Or the person who actually put effort into what their lotion was.
I'm going to go onto Amazon.com and go to a jerkins review and be like, the batch I got was not boiled. You need to make sure that you get a boiled batch and this irritates your skin. And it's because they forgot to boil your lotion. Big fat.
Oh. Oh, but yeah, that's that for
Wait,
I'm not done with this shit. I'm gonna go to a fucking like a gourmet place and start rubbing the lotion on my skin. What was the like, boiling temperature on this lotion?
Go to Lush.
What temperature were you boiling these? It's so good for my skin.
Oh. Thank you, everybody.
Make sure to rate and review.
And subscribe.
Hey, everyone. Chris here with a reminder to rate and review the episode. On iTunes, 5-star reviews are pretty much everything, and they really help us get out the word about the podcast. So if you've enjoyed the show so far, give us a review. The show takes a lot of work, and with more listeners, we are able to make a better show. Thanks.
Today's episode was edited by Christopher Morgan.
And produced by Tommy Davis.
We are not sponsored by any products mentioned in this episode. Any sponsorship plug was made entirely in a satirical manner.
We make a lot of jokes, but we as a podcast do not support racism, sexism, or prejudice in any form.
And any calls to violence or in support of violence were made entirely for comedic purposes.
If you'd like to contact the podcast, email us at bmoviedeathmatch@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter at bmoviedm, right?
Yes, that is B, the letter B, movie, go. And then the letters DM.
We'll see you next week.